Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
If you look into the future, you never know where you're going to meet that person that's going to have a tremendous impact in your life. That's something that I think about a lot. And I love the stories about how, like, the Google founders met a big investor for them when they're just in line at the movies. And that ended up becoming one of the biggest companies of all time. So it's really interesting how these chance encounters happen. And one happened for me a year or a couple years back, probably a couple years back now, when I went to a random events industry event. And now an event industry event is basically where all the people who throw events and are part of events like bartender companies, cake makers, photographers, a myriad of other ones that you wouldn't think are involved that are like furniture for pop-up events and things of that nature. All these people vend and talk to each other and try to, you know, that's where they network to get business. And I went to network to get business, but just to meet those people to refer me to their clients who are often high-end clientele because they're the ones throwing these big lavish parties and have the money to do it. So I went because of my friend Lisa, who's also a great, amazing person, who I'll probably do a podcast about at some point. But I went and I hung out and it was cool. And, you know, you're just thinking it's another day, right? And you don't know how that day is going to pan out and turn into the rest of your life and who you might meet on that very specific day, right? So I'm hanging out. I'm feeling like leaving, but I walk around, I try some food out, and I go to this one called M Culinary, and they're a catering company, and I eat a meatball, and I am blown the fuck away. It is one of the best foods I've ever had in my life, and these meatballs were just phenomenal. Like, absolutely phenomenal. I continue to hang out, you know, not doing my best networking, which I also end up doing great networking because you just kind of linger. I always feel like I need to talk to more people, which I do. But I talk to a couple people and do my thing and make a couple connections. And then I'm hanging out with Lisa, talking to her. And this guy comes up and is like, "Hey, what's up?" And they introduce me. And she's like, "This is Stavros." I'm like, "Hey, Stavros, what up?" He's like, "Hey." And we don't really talk. And then he's like, "Hey, Lisa, you coming to, we're going to Seamus McCaffrey's after this. You coming?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah." And then he didn't really directly invite me because he didn't know me. Or I can't remember exactly how it went. But I know that Lisa was like, "You have to come." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And she had this funny reaction that I couldn't really read what it was about. And from kind of what I understand, she was just, it would be a big client for her and or a big connection. And that's why she's like just nervous about it. Just wanted some other people there. So anyhow, kind of the rest of the party dies down a little bit. People wrap up and we head over to Seamus. I think her and I were the first people there and we get a table and order some drinks. And then Stavros and a couple other people show up and we're all just hanging out, drinking some more after being at this event, kind of getting to know each other, getting a little drunk. And Stavros and I have a chat about something that I'm not going to discuss publicly, but we connect around a point of discussion and exchange phone numbers, And I think, okay, you know, it's just a cool guy. Probably nothing's going to pan out from this. And we continue through the rest of the night. And then, you know, I text him about that topic the next day. And he's like, yep, we got to connect. And I'm like, cool. So nothing happens. And then, man, I don't actually fully remember how the rest of our next connection happened. I think I just was like, I need to follow up with this guy. Because again, in my eyes at this point too, this is like Stavros. She built him up to be this big deal. He was like M Culinary is one of the biggest catering companies in Phoenix. They do Westworld events. They do the Waste Management Open. It's a big deal. And I'm just like, yeah, cool. He's a cool dude. And then, so then somehow we end up reconnecting and deciding to meet up and go for a drink or have a coffee. And we meet up and yeah, I think almost every time we met up at Thunderbird Lounge, we go and have a drink and just like instantly there's just an ease to our discussion and our being each other's presence. It's just easy. Like there's no fighting it. There's no like, what do we discuss next? It's just one after another, good, interesting conversation, like right off the bat. And then that's when like a beautiful friendship was born, you know? And it's just this comfort with him that you don't find in many people or with many people. Like just this, every time you meet up, you're just like, I'm not going to have to fight my way through this. It's not going to be a daunting interaction or like a, there's not going to be lulls. It's just smooth. It's just easy, you know? And it's just a very grateful friendship. And I mean, this dude, he's just a fucking badass, man. He's just smart, intellectual, self-aware, and just a good whole person. We've had discussions, really good discussions about how we view ourselves, how we view others, how we view situations. It's always a good time. We have some really good conversations at Thunderbird, which is again where we typically meet up. And again, this is another crazy thing. Like when we first met up, I thought he lived, because he mentioned something that he lived, like I thought he lived somewhere in North Scottsdale. But I think that's just where I'm pretty sure that's where the M Culinary offices are. That's probably why I thought that. It's because he mentioned something about being down in Scottsdale, so I assume that's where he lived. But it turns out he lives right in my neighborhood. Like we're within 10 minutes walking distance from one another, which was just so crazy that we happen to live in definitely the best neighborhood in Phoenix, the Melrose District, and both love the same bar. It's just one of those weird occurrences that happen in life where you're like, oh, okay, I guess this was supposed to happen, whatever that means. But it's just one of those things, like once we connected, we both felt like, okay, this is going to be a long-term friendship. Like this is one of the ones that you want to work on and foster and continue to grow. Even though that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to meet up every day and that it's got to be like consistent. It's just about the time you're with each other. You make sure it's that time is given its full focus. So one of the other things that's just amazing to me, and it's just been like so cool and just beautiful to hear about and witness, that something that you don't really even see much in life is just like the love he has for his wife and just how like madly and deeply in love he is with her and how they're just like, they work so well together. And seeing him talk about her is just such a unique experience that I don't know, honestly, if I've really ever seen anything like it before. It's just the way he just like loves to be with her. And he's like, yeah. And sometimes he'll be like, sorry, I haven't talked to you. Like, Jenny and I have just hung out and hidden away from the world. And it's like, it's amazing that that's what they like to do, is just to get away from everyone and be together. And I mean, a big part of that's because they're both in very social jobs. So like, what they want to do is not be around people and have to discuss and do things and be on. They want to be together and relax and probably, you know, hang out at home or whatever they do. But their relationship is just so amazing. It's something I aspire to find. But I guess even if I don't, I'm just going to live vicariously through him and his experiences or something. I don't know. But that has been something really beautiful to witness. And I guess know that exists. Turning to another note, away from love and onto business, which seemed to be inexorably, I don't know how to correctly say that word, but those seem to be God fucking damn it. You get what I'm saying. They seem to be linked and connected, love and money. But there was a time when he came over, he was like, hey, I'm going to help you. Like, let's get you going. Get a whiteboard. And we're going to whiteboard. We're going to do a whiteboard session. And I'm like, cool, let's do it. Sounds great. And I get a whiteboard. And just because we're both very busy, it kind of gets pushed. And then eventually we have it. And waiting was completely worth it. Like, I still build a lot of, like, my thinking around that one whiteboarding session. And it's really amazing to like get to witness someone who's just really good and really skilled at something and then get to work with them. It's just really amazing. It's something that like excites me about doing business, is finding those people and bringing them in and getting to work with them and witness them being that skilled and good at something. But getting to watch him do his job, because that's something that like I hadn't really seen. Like, I'd seen him, like, I knew he was good at what he did, but I hadn't seen the inside of how he does his specific work. I just, you know, we're talking, we're friends, we were more on that, you know, social side of things. But once he was in there and like working and whiteboarding with me, I was just like, this dude is on another fucking level. Like, everything we went over was just so amazing. And it was like, it's amazing how just like, I think we worked for like maybe an hour or two together, and just how like with that hour or two has been like profoundly impactful on my marketing and sales since then. And I still haven't gotten like, I don't want to say through everything. I just still haven't fully downloaded everything from that day. But he was just, there are some things I was resistant to, and I tend to be really resistant initially to certain things. But then as I think through them, I just sometimes need a little more time to mull on what they're getting at. And then eventually I find the way to merge where I'm at with what they were getting at and pull in what they were thinking and realize their points. And a lot of his were really spot on. And again, that's, of course they were, but it took me a while to be like, yeah, okay, yeah, he got that. Wow, he got that really quickly. And again, being able to see that genius and skill was just so cool. So cool. And I mentioned a little bit, like, the guy's super social, like, charismatic, kind, funny dude, just, like, a good time, everyone loves him, and again, in the perfect industry for him, you know, the events, getting to talk to people all the time, and hang out, and party. But yeah, this podcast has gone a little long, because I told a story, and I tend to tell long-winded stories, because I maybe over-detail a little bit, but I used to not be able to tell a story at all. There was a moment in my life where I was a horrid storyteller. I think I went from one extreme to another, where I could barely tell a story for the life of me, where I could maybe get about can only say maybe five sentences and just no one would understand anything I'm saying, to the other extreme where now I tell stories that are sometimes 2 hours long. But what are you going to do? So anyhow, I'm extremely grateful to have Stavros in my life. And it's one of those people that I feel really lucky to have found. And it's crazy how our lives and decisions can lead up to finding certain people and connecting with those people. And how, you know, a guy from the East Coast met up with some dude from Colorado in Phoenix and happened to be in the same general location of that city and became friends. Anyhow, subscribe to the podcast. Or if you don't like subscribing to podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter and you can be notified when they release, or just expect them to come out every day. Or you can also just get the newsletter, which is fun, funny emails that get sent out semi-regularly. I'm still really working on the drip on how that's going to pan out, but they're going to be good. They're going to be something that you want to open every day and you want to get excited about opening. And other than that, I will see you tomorrow.